This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia's offensive to take control of eastern Ukraine is in full swing. He said a significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. He vowed, no matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight, we will defend ourselves, we will do it every day. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia has been sending significant military resources to including artillery and helicopters and reinforcing battalions for quite some time, and that in the east and of in south of Ukraine.
Just over the last several days, you can continue to see the Russians are doing what we call shaping. They're trying to set the conditions for more aggressive, more overt, and larger ground maneuvers in the Donbas.
And in recent weeks, the Kremlin declared the capture of the Donbas its main goal of the war after its attempt to storm Kyiv failed. After withdrawing from the capital, Russia began regrouping and reinforcing its ground troops in the east for an all-out offensive. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is planning to meet with the Prime Minister, Ukraine's Prime Minister, during this week's spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in Washington. At the same time, she'll be trying to avoid contact with Russian officials who plan to attend some of the Group of 20 portions of the event virtually. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and how world powers should manage the spillover effects on economics, including food insecurity, will take center stage at the meetings. This year's meetings run through Friday and include a mix of virtual and in-person events.